We're doing the Book of Amos. We're up to what's called the fourth chapter, the seventh pasuk. The Navi had turned his focus to the women who urged their husbands, the nobles, to rob the poor. And Hashem says that He will pay them back. And the women will lose all the honor that they had beforehand. They'll try to go into the castles to take coverage, and then the castles will ultimately be used as the jails to house all these women. And so Hashem says, so to speak, go ahead, you keep bringing your sacrifices to the idols, you keep bringing your todah, your sacrifices of thanks to the idols. That's what you want, Hashem. And Hashem says, fine, I'll still pay you back, and I'll ensure that your teeth are clean, so to speak. You'll have no meat to eat. There will be a lack of bread throughout your territory. And Hashem says, and in spite of that, I know you haven't taken heed. You suffer. You see, my punishments are coming true, and you don't take heed. And we're up to Pasuk Zayin. V'gam anochi manati mikem et hageshim. No, just a second. I forgot, we dedicated our learning of Trei Asar to Chai Esau Bat Yosef. V'gam anochi manati mikem et hageshim. בעוד שלושה חודשים לקציר, ואם תרתי על עיר אחת, ועל עיר אחת לא אמתיר, חלקה אחת תימתר, וחלקה אשר לא תמתיר עליה תיבש. Hashem says, and not only that, what we said until now, but Hashem says, when you'll be 3 months away from harvest, and that's the time you need the rain most, at that time specifically, I will withhold the rain from you. And I don't want you to think it's a coincidence. You'll say, this is just a drought. This is a year where there isn't much rain. So I'm going to bring rain to one city and not to the other city. The city that deserves it will get it. The city that is sinful will not. V'im tarti al ir echad, I will give rain on one city, v'al ir echad lo amtir. And on one city I won't give rain. And you will recognize that the cities, chelka achad timater, even within one city, you'll have one portion that gets rain, and one portion specifically that does not get rain. and you'll see clearly that it is me who is doing it. And the territory that's dry, so it won't help it that there was rain. I want you to know that I'm watching over you. And Chazal learned from this pasuk an important concept. Chazal say, on the one hand, everything's decreed on Rosh Hashanah. On the other hand, Hashem still looks at how we behave. So even if Hashem decrees on Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot that we should have a year filled with rain, let's say Am Yisrael does things that are improper. So Hashem says, okay, I'll send all the rain out in the ocean. I'll send all the rain on dry land. I'll send it to areas where you don't have food growing. So I decreed there should be rain. But I'll give the rain in places where it won't be beneficial. Let's say 1 year there's a decree there shouldn't be a lot of rain. But then Am Yisrael does tshuva. So what Hashem does is Hashem makes sure that each drop of rain that actually comes down goes to the best place so that it gives forward fruit. So that even though there's a declaration of how much rain is going to come at the beginning of the year, where that rain is going to come is defined throughout the year. That's what this pasuk says. Hashem will sometimes give rain to this part of the city and not that part of the city, to this city and not the other one, depending on how we behave throughout the year, not just how we were and what we deserved on Rosh Hashanah. V'na'u shetayim shalosh arim el ir achat לשתות מים ולא יסבאו ולא שבתם עדיין נאום אדוני. Hashem says, and people from two or three cities that did not get rain will all have to travel to that one city that did get rain in order to get their fill, to get their water. And they'll drink water there ולא יסבאו, and there won't be enough water for them to be satiated. And Hashem says, even though you see, I forewarned you, this is what's going to happen. One city will have rain, another two or three won't. And you will have to travel to that city, and you'll see that this prophecy comes true. And even so, you don't return to me, says Hashem. Hikeiti etchem bashidafon uvayerakon harbot ganoteichem v'chameichem uteineichem nezeiteichem yochal hagazam. Hashem says, I hit you with shidafon, that's a dry wind that destroys the crops. Yerakon, that's a type of mold that destroys the crops. Harbot ganoteichem v'chameichem uteineichem nezeiteichem. The mass gardens, vineyards, figs, olives, yochal hagazam, the locust will come and consume. Ve'lo shavtem adayin um Adonai. And even so, you'll see this prophecy come true, and you won't return to me, says Hashem. Shilachti v'chem dever v'derech Mitzrayim. Haragti v'cherev v'churechem im shevisusechem. When the youngsters were going to Egypt to get food over there, the youngsters who ride on horseback, Hashem says, I had them killed by the sword, I had them killed with a plague, and you see this prophecy come true. You'll see the horses will be taken in captivity. Va'ale b'shmachnechem uv'apechem. And the camps that went down to Egypt, those people will be thrown out throughout the fields. Va'ale ve'osh machnechem. Ve'osh, not be'esh, be'osh. Be'osh is like a rot. Va'ale be'osh machnechem. Hashem says, I will have your camps rot. And you'll see that the carcasses are thrown throughout the fields. And even so, when you see this come true, you'll see the people who went down to Egypt to try and get food, and their bodies are thrown out along the ways down to Egypt, and still you don't repent. Notice the poetic form of the Navi Amos. We saw in the first two chapters, he kept repeating, Shnaim Shalosh Arba. Right, you remember that? He said, the Nabi kept saying, Al Shlosha Pishay Val Arba'a Lo Ashivenu. And he kept repeating that poetic form. And over here, he's been repeating the poetic form of Velo Shavtem Adai Ne'um Hashem, which is also, it rhymes, Hashem, when you say Hashem's name. He's constantly repeating that in his Pesukim. I've done this, and you haven't returned to me, Hashem says. Pasuk Vav, Pasuk Chet, Pasuk Tet, Pasuk Yud, they all end the same way. I've done this, and yet you haven't returned. I've done this, and yet you haven't returned. Hapa, and you see, Pasuk Yudalef is going to end the same way. Hafachti Bachem, Kimapechat Elohim et Sedom et Amoram. I have overturned amongst you some of your cities, like Sdom and Amora. And here he's talking about the exile of the first tribes that were exiled, the eastern side of the Jordan, the tribes of the north, Naphtali. And you, the remnants, you're like a branch that's taken out of the fire and isn't burnt. So you too, there's been a fire. Many of the tribes have already been exiled, and you're the remnants. Ve'lo shavtem adai ne'um Adonai. And even so, you haven't returned to me. I know you won't return to me. Notice that the prophet keeps talking in the past tense, even though these things haven't yet happened. Just like the Navi Yirmiyahu in the Book of Lamentations in Eicha, he speaks about in the past tense about the destruction of Jerusalem, and yet he's prophesizing long before Jerusalem is destroyed. Often the prophet does that. He views it as though it already happened. Lachen, so says Hashem, being that you refuse to return to me, כועס אליך ישראל. So this is what I'm going to do. Just like I told you, I'll overturn the cities like Sodom and Amorah. I will do that. Eikev kizot eselach. Being that this is what I'm going to do to you, everything I forewarned you, so you recognize that I'm watching over you and I'm punishing for those who don't go my way. He kon likrat Elohecha Yisrael. So Hashem says, prepare yourself, Israel, for Hashem your God. Prepare yourself for what? Prepare yourself for war, so to speak, Hashem says. I'm going to bring destruction upon you, the northern tribes. Hashem says, so get ready for war. Let's have it out, so to speak. Hashem says, prepare yourself. Let's fight. Because I see you're not willing to do what I want, so okay, get ready. Now I'm going to take you on, so to speak. That's very interesting, because here Hashem is saying mockingly, Hikon likrat Elokecha Yisrael, prepare for Hashem your God. We derive from this pasuk, Hikon likrat Elokecha Yisrael, that it's a positive. Prepare yourself for Hashem your God Israel. From here the Gemara derives, a person is supposed to prepare himself for prayer. Hikon likrat Elokecha Yisrael, prepare yourself for prayer. A person should preferably have a special nice garment that he wears in honor of tefillah. We derive that from this pasuk. Now, very often you'll hear people talking about Hikon. Hikon is this pasuk, because the Gemara derives from Hikon likrat Elokecha Yisrael, prepare for your God Israel, that Hashem was saying, prepare yourself to return to Hashem, prepare yourself when you approach Hashem. If you'll prepare yourself, you'll do it correctly. And not the way we explain that this is sarcastic, that Hashem is saying, prepare yourself, let's have it out, but rather Chazal understood it as a command, prepare yourself. And that's how the Targum also says, being that you're going to get this punishment, therefore, hikon, prepare yourself with truth, likrat Elokecha, to return to Hashem your God Israel. If only you'll be willing to connect to the truth, you'll return to Hashem, to the Torah. Ki hine yotzer harim uvorei ruach ומגיד לאדם מסכו עושה שחר איפה ודורך על במות הארץ אדוני צבאות שמו. Hashem says, כי הנה, for behold, Hashem, who is יוצר הרים, he fashions the mountains, בורא רוח, he creates the wind, Hashem controls everything, ומגיד לאדם מסכו. And Hashem knows what a person's speech is all about. Hashem knows everything we do. Hashem even knows our private conversations. Oseh shachar. Hashem makes the light of the morning. Eifa, the darkness of the evening. Hashem can turn the light into darkness. Oseh shachar eifa. Hashem makes the morning light into darkness. Vedorech al bamotei aretz. Hashem can put down the elevated places of earth, so to speak. Hashem puts down those that are haughty. Hashem Elokei Tzvakot Shemo. Hashem, the God who controls armies, He rules the armies down below, that's His name. And Hashem says, being that Hashem is all of these, who over here thinks he could get away with doing what he wants and he'll make it clean from all the bad things that Hashem is warning. Now here also, Chazal derived from this pasuk, Magid La'adam Masecho, that Hashem quotes to a person his most intimate conversation, that there are conversations that are improper. There are conversations when a couple are being intimate that are improper. And so from here Chazal derive, at the time of intimacy a couple isn't supposed to talk. Beforehand, yes. At the time of actual intimacy, they're not supposed to talk. And if they do, about that Chazal quoted this pasuk, Magid la'adam masecho. Hashem quotes the person that which he said then and says, look, you were immodest, you were talking at that time. Shim'u et hadavar hazeh asher anochi nosei aleichem kina beit Yisrael. Hear this word, says Hashem, the weeping that I will raise about you, the house of Israel. Nafela lo tosif kum betulat Yisrael. Now the Virgin of Israel will fall and will not rise again. Nitesha al admata ein mekima. Hashem says they have been left desolate on their land, and there is no one who's going to pick her up again. Hashem says the people of Israel, the northern 10 tribes, are never coming back. They're never gonna make it back to the glory they had before. The virgin of Israel, so to speak, the northern 10 tribes, they're not getting a kingdom like they had before. Nafilah, she will fall, lotosifkum, she ain't getting back up again. Bitulat Israel, the virgin of Israel. And here again, the question is, what are we talking about? So the simple understanding is we're talking about the northern 10 tribes, that they never again got the glory they had. Never again was there a king from the northern 10 tribes again. They were exiled and they were wiped out. In Israel, they like to read this pasuk. The Gemara says, in the Jerusalem Talmud, they like to read the pasuk, Nafla lo tosif. She has fallen and she won't continue to fall anymore. Kum bitulat Israel. Hashem says, arise, Virgin of Israel. They put the pause after lo tosif. They won't continue, so to speak, they won't continue to fall. But the simple reading is not like that. That's what the Babylonian Talmud says. Ki cho amar Adonai Elohim ha'ir ha'yotzet elef tashir me'ah. Because so says Hashem, the city that ordinarily 1,000 people would come out of that city to war, there'll be left only 100. Va'yotzet me'ah tashir asara levet Yisrael. And the city that gave forward 100 people to the draft will have only 10 remaining. Ki cho amar Adonai lebeit Yisrael dirshuni vichyu. Because this is what Hashem says to the house of Israel, if you seek me out, you will live. That's what I want of you. Come to the temple, come be Oder Regel, pay your vows. If you seek me out, you will live. And this is B'zachem where we're going to pick up next semester.